Welcome back to Be Fluent in Russian podcast. My name is Fedor. We're going to continue reading Дама с собачкой by Chekhov. And today's our fourth episode. If you haven't played the first three, go back and listen to them first before continuing on this episode. We have a lot to cover. I guess we still have a lot more to go. And we're going to continue with the line «Они гуляли и говорили о том», etc. If you have a book next to you, you can read it in the book, or you can just simply go to the description of this podcast and read it there. But, of course, if you cannot read, just simply listen. I'll read it once, like a whole sentence together, and then translate it. After that, we're going to go and break down individual parts of the sentence. Let's get right into this. Они гуляли и говорили о том, как странно освещено море. Вода была сиреневого цвета, такого мягкого и теплого, и по ней от луны шла золотая полоса. They walked and talked about how strangely the sea was lit. The water was a lilac color, so soft and warm, and a golden strip lay along it from the moon. So, they're walking around Gurov and his, new interest, Дама с собачкой, and here's the beginning. Они гуляли и говорили. They were walking and talking. And then we have the structure. О том, как. So, in Russian, we cannot just say about how strangely the sea was lit, but we have to say about what, or about the fact that the sea was lit strangely. So, о том means about that. Как means as, or how, or that. So, in Russian, I would really urge you, if you want to make complex sentences, that you look for a subject of conjunctions. Because it's a very interesting subject. You have to learn the new logic of a sentence, almost, if you want to make those sentences. Вода была сиреневого цвета. The water was a lilac color. Такого мягкого и теплого. So, we have to put this цвета in genitive case. The water was of lilac color, of soft and warm color. Okay? But this sentence is really just a small break from just the actions.
Говорили о том, как душно после жаркого дня. Гуров рассказал, что он москвич, по образованию филолог, но служит в банке. Готовился когда-то петь в частной опере, но бросил. Имеет в Москве два дома.
Now we're talking about Gurov's biography. They talked about how stuffy it was after a hot day. Gurov told her that he was a Muscovite, or a person from Moscow, educated as a philologist, but works in a bank. Here in Russian we have служит in the bank, serves in the bank. In the Soviet Union, and before that, any job that you had would be called service. Like, you had a service. Not a job, but a service. So you serve in a bank. You serve in a store. I would say, actually, in the store, maybe not, but you serve for a government agency. I think so. I might be wrong here because I really didn't live in the USSR, so I might be understanding this concept a bit wrong. But I think so. It's like your job was called service. Any job whatsoever. He once prepared to sing in a private opera, but quit. Owns two houses in Moscow. So we're just simply talking about his description of who he was. Two things here. Three words here. Душно. Душно is stuffy. When you don't have a lot of air in a room, it's душно, when it's just a lot of CO2, not a lot of fresh air. Душно. Москвич. Москвич is a person from Moscow. Москвич. It's translated as Muscovite, but Москвич is a Russian word for it. And бросить. Бросить means to throw something, like an object. Бросить. But also it can be to quit something. Бросить. And here we talk about the fact that he quit his private opera singing. Okay? Но бросил, but quit. Next. От нее он узнал,
что она выросла в Петербурге, но вышла замуж в С.
Here the city is shortened to just the first letter, С. I'm not sure, maybe it's done for purposes of just like not giving extra information. Maybe it's, I don't know. I don't have an answer for that.
Где живет уже 2 года? Что пробудет она в Ялте еще с месяц, и за ней, быть может, приедет ее муж, которому тоже хочется отдохнуть.
And from her, he learned that she grew up in Petersburg, but got married in a city called S. It's a shortening of the city name. Where she has been living for 2 years. That she will stay in Yalta for about another month, and her husband might come after her, who also wants to rest.
So Yalta is considered to be like a resort. It's a city with the sea, and you can like relax in a resort and just to chill. Because in Moscow, St. Petersburg, the climate is not really the best for just resting and maybe have a vacation. But this whole concept of отдохнуть means to rest, to catch your breath, to relax. But also, it has a secondary meaning of just to go on a vacation, to go on a long-term rest. And we call like our vacation time rest. When we go to the sea, when we go to some resort, that can be called rest time. I know in English it doesn't make sense as much. You know, you don't go somewhere to rest. You go there for vacation. But vacation doesn't really imply resting. It can just be, okay, I'm just off work and just staying in my apartment or something, you know? So, отдохнуть means to rest, but also as a long-term rest too. Then we have быть может. I know you know может быть, maybe. But быть может is the same exact thing, a bit more poetic. Быть может. So, it's the same exact thing. Then, lastly here, выросла. Она выросла в Петербурге. She grew up in Petersburg, in St. Petersburg. So, if you want to say that you grew up somewhere, we use a verb вырасти. Она выросла, я выросла, он вырос. That's a masculine form, etc. Next. Она никак не могла объяснить, где служит ее муж. В губернском правлении или в губернской земской управе. И это ей самой было смешно.
We have two entities here that need some cultural explanation. Provincial government or the provincial земство administration, which are in Russian,
губернское правление или губернская земская управа.
Some culture is needed here. This is before the revolution. This is before Russia became USSR. The reason why the revolution started is because there was still serfdom, still serfs in Russia. And there used to be people who owned serfs. And yeah, it was like an unfair thing to a lot of working class people that they still didn't have their freedoms. They were under somebody else. And that's why there was a revolution. And that's why the Soviet Union has started. Now, this is happening, of course, before the USSR. So it still serves and serfdom and all of that. And this губернское правление, first, provincial government, is just like we have a province and we have a government where people work and they ensure laws. And then they have земская управа. Now, земская управа is for health insurance and for first 4 years of your, I guess, like, education or where you start your education as a little kid. And for this, also, Zimskaya Uprava was not only for kids to go to school, but also for serfs, people who worked under somebody else, under their, I guess, master in a way, so that they can have health insurance and they can have education. So it wasn't just for kids there. So she couldn't explain where her husband worked. To him, she didn't want to maybe explain, maybe she couldn't, where he worked in a provincial government, like a more, like a bigger thing, or in health insurance and, not health insurance, I'm sorry, health care. My English is not that good with these terms. Health care, not health insurance. And so she couldn't explain. Next sentence. И узнал еще Гуров, что ее зовут Анной Сергеевной. And Gurov also learned that her name was Anna Sergeyevna. So uznal here means he learned, he found out. Ее зовут, her name is Anna Sergeyevna. This is a very old language where the name is put in instrumental case. Ее зовут Анна Сергеевна. Her name is really Anna Sergeyevna, but the ending changes to ой. Анной Сергеевной, okay? And this is a very old language where that case is kept. Right now, we would just simply say, ее зовут Анна Сергеевна. Short sentence, next. Потом у себя в номере он думал о ней. О том, что завтра она, наверное, встретится с ним. Так должно быть. Later in his room, he thought about her. That tomorrow, surely, she would meet him. It had to be. Here we have this phrase, думал о ней. Thought about her. Он думал о ней. He was thinking about her. It had to be so. Так means so, должно быть, had to be, or has to be. It has to be that. Now we have a very long sentence with a lot of great structures too. Ложась спать, он вспомнил, что она еще так недавно была институткой. Училась. Все равно, как теперь его дочь. Вспомнил, сколько еще несмелости, угловатости было в ее смехе, в разговоре с незнакомым. Должно быть, это первый раз в жизни она была одна, в такой обстановке, когда за ней ходят и на нее смотрят, и говорят с ней только с одной тайной целью, о которой она не может не догадываться. Going to bed, he remembered that she was so recently a student, studying, just like his daughter now. He also remembered how much shyness, awkwardness there was in her laughter, in conversation with a stranger. It must be the first time in her life she was alone in such a situation. When people follow her, look at her, and talk to her only with one secret purpose, which she must guess, which she must know of. We're getting into a bit more like intimate things that Chekhov is writing about, which is great. We get to kind of experience how you can talk about such intimate things with beauty. So, ложась спать, going to bed. Ложась спать is a adverbial participle. Very difficult structure. Он вспомнил, he remembered, что она еще так недавно, etc., that she was just so recently a student. Great word, вспомнить. In English, to remember can be to not forget something, but also then when a thought comes to your mind from your memory. Like when a thought comes up in your memory. That also can be to remember. Oh, I remembered. I forgot the keys at home. That can be one remember, but I also can say, I don't remember his name. Those are two different meanings. And in Russian, when a thought comes to your mind, that's вспомнить, okay? So, ВСП, вспомнить, вспомнить. Then, what else can we say? Должно быть, again, должно быть. Has to be or had to be that it was the first time that she met somebody like that. Должно быть. So he remembered that she was so shy and awkward in the conversation. So it must have been the first time that she talked with someone or was looked at by someone who had only one secret agenda. Because she's still so young. And so maybe he feels bad about it. Who knows? So what other words can we say here? Oh, we have double negative. Не может не догадываться. So, about the topic that she cannot not understand. So, she must understand it. So, double negative here makes it must. She must understand that this person has a secret agenda. right? So she cannot not understand, so she must understand. Double negative here, не может, не догадываться. Double negative makes it more strong, okay? And another one, great verb, догадываться, to guess or to figure something out, догадываться. And the last sentence for today is вспомнил он ее тонкую, слабую шею, красивые серые глаза. Что-то в ней есть жалкое все-таки, подумал он и стал засыпать. He recalled her thin, delicate neck, beautiful gray eyes. There's something pitiful about her after all, he thought, and began to fall asleep. So he remembered, again, he recalled her thin, тонкую, слабую шею. So he recalled her neck, but then he describes it with тонкую, thin, слабую, weak, or how we have it translated here, delicate neck. So we can, I guess, translate it as thin, delicate, thin, weak neck, красивые серые глаза, beautiful gray eyes. And then we have two verbs. Подумал, he thought. Подумал is when you have a thought. Я подумал, I thought about something. Подумать. Думать by itself is a process. Я думаю, I'm thinking, hold on, I'm thinking. Подумать means when a thought comes to your mind and it's finished. And then the second verb is засыпать. Засыпать means to fall asleep. Засыпать. And that is all for today. We have a lot of great words here and we're continuing to read. And for now, let's just simply recap the whole story. Гуров is in Ялта. Гуров is really easy with ladies, but with guys, he's not so easy. So he prefers the company of ladies. And so he sees this new lady on the block, kind of. And he thinks to himself, I want to get with her. I want to talk to her. I want to see her. I want to meet her. And then one day they end up just simply eating next to each other at the restaurant. After which they went for a walk. They talked about different things, about the sunset, about each of their biographies. And then he thought about her when falling asleep. There's something about her, but she must understand why I'm talking to her. And then at the end he says, there's something beautiful about her after all. But what is it? We're going to find out in the next episode of this podcast. So stay tuned. And guys, if you want to train your listening, check out Be Fluent. We have a number of exercises for listening so you can understand these things better just from listening to me without me having to translate it. And then one day you can read it as well yourself and learn from Russian literature. That is all. See you all in the next podcast. Пока-пока.